Billy Carlisle says the songs in his new album are full of cowboys, dreamers, misfits, and weirdos. There's also a donkey.
I'm often alone, I'm rarely lonely. The open road's my one and only. The nightly cold comes on so fast. True love truly doesn't last.
Winged Victory is the title of Willie Carlisle's fourth album. Also, maybe the name of that donkey. He's known for blending country with traditional folk music and weaving between the absurd and the sentimental. He also plays about half a dozen instruments. Willie Carlisle joins us now from Kansas City. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
When I met a mule named Beauty in the state of old Missouri, and a donkey named Winged Victory in the state of Arkansas.
Tell us about Winged Victory. Donkey, personal friend?
You know, donkey, personal friend, and maybe just a dream that I had. I was at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival with a bunch of friends playing a bunch of Ozark traditional tunes. I was being a true bad folklorist in that I was drunk on moonshine, but also was taking copious notes. And somehow in my notes ended up donkey named Winged Victory, ? And I just thought it was so funny later that I had to write a song about it.
But I sang to the dementia ward, and the old folks all sang back.
Are you in what you call your full chest voice on this album?
Absolutely, yeah. It sort of verges from singing like a drag queen at a vaudeville show to what I would call a delicate whisper. I learned to sing by being in choirs in Kansas and in rural Illinois, and then also by calling square dances. So I got a big voice and a little one, and both of them get used for sure on this one.
This album has both original songs and covers. Tell me, please, about one of the covers. We have fed you all for 1,000 years.
We have fed you all for 1,000 years, and you hail us still unfed.
It's the first folk song I really fell in love with. It's an IWW folk song. It comes from the early 20th century, a time when workers wanted to coexist with other wild leftist movements, when Zapatistas and miners might be sharing the same pamphlets, where there were attempts to link the goals of the global working class against global oligarchs and robber barons, and trying to make sense of a material history of exploitation through songs. It's a lofty goal, and as much as any one folk song could, I think that the song manages that goal.
Come and reckon our dead, by the forge is red, and the factory is where we spend. Oh, if blood be the price of your cursed wealth, good God, we have paid it in.
I first heard it when I was a teenager from the great anarchist folk singer Utah Phillips, and it kind of started me down a pathway of learning about these working class folk songs, and in a world of big cowboy hats and bad politics, learning about people that were about kindness, unification, and equity for all people.
You want to create music for and with working class people, I gather.
Yeah, I kind of believe that a folk singer should be a dreamer with a long memory. I believe that we need folk singers on street corners and in small clubs. I don't think we can stop singing the news any more than NPR can stop doing the news. I think that's been a folk singer's task for a long time, is to make the news into song, to listen to everyone.
Oh, turn away, young Magdalene. Morning's on the rise.
Our crack research staff has brought me what they discern to be a list of the instruments you play. I'm going to rattle them off. Please tell me if I've missed something, okay? Guitar, banjo, fiddle, harmonica, accordion, concertina, and bouzouki. I think of that as a Greek instrument.
Yeah, you know, true to this kind of pan-American or even global ideas about folk music, the bouzouki was adopted by Irish folk musicians and then has traveled around the world. So we take the ashes of a garden and we use it to fertilize the next one, you know.
Mm. we hear the bouzouki and wildflowers growing?
Mm-hmm.
Bad TV and frozen food in a house we can't afford. The neighbors with bad politics are lonely folks, I'm sure. I want to know a weed from a chestnut tree and a friend from a foe. But nobody knows the names of wildflowers anymore.
What made the bouzouki the instrument you wanted in this case? What steers your choices in any of these songs?
I try to let the instrument do the work. I think it was the great vaudeville banjo player, Uncle Dave Macon, who said, "There's no money past the fifth fret."
I'm gonna remember that the next time we go on a little bit in our reports.
Right. I have kind of come to believe that. Simple is hard, simple is good. So I play a lot of instruments, but I would never claim to be an expert at any of them. I love them, especially in folk context, because I get to let them speak very simply and kind of see what they have to say about the words that I'm working with and about the melody that I'm working with. In this case, with Wildflowers, I was using one of my quietest voices.
I'll be there if you care to watch some wildflowers grow.
So a sweet, double-coursed lute that sounds like a big mandolin was the right choice.
Come on by and waste some time watching wildflowers grow.
Tell us about the inspiration for your song, Sound and Fury.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Dip my toes in the boiling water, sip sugar from the udder of an angel, purse my lips for the sound and fury, signifying nothing, signing na 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 na.
I always thought about that line from Macbeth, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And I just thought, what if it's signifying nothing and it's great? What if it means nothing and that is wonderful?
And we should explain, I mean, Shakespeare, the line is, as I recall, it is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing.
Right. And so I guess I just thought of myself as the idiot. And what a joy it is to be the idiot.
Shakespeare will tell you the idiots often say the wisest things, don't they?
Right, exactly.
Born a lollygagger, so baby, I'm shook. I'm studying the art of the ornery stinker, looking for a good word in a good book. No bad jokes, but a whole lot of thinkers. Well, I told you I was working on a building.
I wrote it having a good time with my bandmates and immediately thought that it should be a four-part bluegrass gospel-style song. If you're going to try to make something new out of something old, why not use the old good stuff, right? A genre that has been notoriously serious about its religiosity, and instead slap some Shakespeare on it and try to be an idiot about it. Try to find joy in what sometimes feels stodgy, even if it's beautiful.
Willie Carlisle, his new album, Wing Victory, out now. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's a huge honor. Thanks for having me.
I better born in. The sun is dope sick.